Kyle Devan?
Well, you know, the good thing is my fiance is here, so it's, you know, typically the only thing I get, instead of being at the hotel Saturday night, I'm just at my home, my own place. And so Sunday I still watch the game. You know, it might be a good thing or bad thing, but I can't. I tried not to watch the first game, but you know, I can't because all these guys are my buddies and you know, guys like Fernando and that I came into the NFL with. So we've known each other for a long time. So I want to see him do well. I want to see our team succeed. And you know, at times, you know, you get frustrated because you're sitting at the couch, but, you know, you're still supporting your buddies and the organization that hopefully will sign you that following week. So
when you saw guys dropping like flies mm-hmm. last Sunday, did you think, this may be my week?
You know, at first I felt for, you know, a guy like Country, David Stewart. You know, he's been in this game for a long time. And you know, a freak accident like that where a guy falls and snaps your leg. And first you feel for him, and then, but the beauty about the NFL, it's the next guy. It's always been that way and always will be that way. It's, you know, it's the next guy's opportunity. And then Steve, you know, had his knee injury. So it's that next man up mentality. And yeah, I've been in those positions. I've been the starter who got hurt, and then I've been the backup that got to go in. So, you know, I understand both sides of the story, and no matter what, you know, whoever's in or whoever's out, they just want the best for the team. So, you know, this week we're just trying to, you know, do the best we can to put the best offensive line together and work the defense line so, you know, this team can go out there and win the game.
How instrumental has Howard Mudd been in mm-hmm. your development?
You know, Howard's the first coach that, you know, I got to spend a whole season with, and he's probably one of the closest coaches I've ever been around. And you know, he taught me things I never knew, and you know, he really took what I was good at, and you know, we took that to the next level. You know, he didn't want to teach me something that he taught a guy that was 6'6". He wanted to use the things that I was good at and you know, propel. And you know, he took the things I was good at and then made me better at those. And Howard's, you know, like I said, he's one of my closest friends.
Is there something specific about track walking or getting onto the second level? Or
you know, something that he really... You know, he really liked the game to be played at the line of scrimmage. He wanted guys to, you know, he wanted us to jump and fight. And you know, there's little tricks that he taught us, you know, leverage and everything. Everyone preaches it, but he just taught it to me in the first way I really learned, you know, how to block in the NFL. So the little footwork, the little hand placements, the little head placements that he showed me when I first got in the league, I've taken it with me everywhere I've been. So, you know, he's really helped me develop as a player.
Off the top of your head.